Okay, I'm going through a lot, an absolute lot. Please, which fuel is both drivers using? It's like it's not the same thing with other people. Cause why? Why is it that? It's 6K. Why? Okay, guys, I'm not trying to sound rude, but I don't understand this boat increasing price. I don't think I would ever understand, but a friend of mine said if she's going to have to pay 13,000 naira, she's going to sit down with that Uber or the boat and she's going to follow them all the way. Every passenger that they carry, she's going to sit down inside that car because I can't pay that ridiculous amount. The economy is not exactly great. I can't even say so. Economy is great. Imagine I'm borrowing for an hour. But at the same time, you guys, the prices are really ridiculous. Oh, and I'm going to go pay 3,500. If I'm on lock, where am I traveling to? Where am I going to? So I think, you know, it's really ridiculous. Just ranting out there. So, guys, how are you people doing? Hello, it's your girl, Sarah. God calls me Light of Joy. And I think you should too. Because this is Podcast with No Name. Your own favorite podcast. I just added that one. How do you guys think? Does it go? Let me know in the comment section, actually. Does it go well? Okay, today we are going to be talking about movies. People have been asking me to talk about certain movies, like give my reviews on certain movies. I think I got some I got some DMs about it, Sha. So, first of all, I'm going to be talking about three movies in like one like podcast. I could divide it, but I just feel like it would be so... You get it, Sha? So the first one I want to talk about is Anikulapo. Okay, wait. If it doesn't take too much time, I'll talk about the rest. If it does, I'll just stick to this Anikulapo. So Anikulapo, a very, very like anticipated movie. That film, you know, I was in so much anticipation of this. I was really anticipating the movie because, I mean, Bim Bademoye was there, Shola Shobawale was there, Kunle Remy was there. I mean, even Kunle Afolayan, who was the director and the executive producer too, was also there. And you know, I was like, there was so much of the Nollywood's finest in it. So I was so I really love Claire Remy and Bim Bademoye. So one of my favorite Nollywood finest, you know, A-listed actors and actress. You know, it's just really so good to want to see such movies, and they really were dropping snippets regularly, and I was really excited, and I now got to watch the movie. First of all, I must commend the entire team. Sorry, not theme. That sounded wrong. Ugh, bad English girl. Okay, the entire team, they did so well. I mean, I loved the acting, the skills, the performance was really good. Then I loved the setting. It was giving. It gave everything like back. Like it just gave everything like historical. Like I really loved it. The village setting. Like they give. Although, according to a professor in Yoruba studies or African studies, he did say that they did make a mistake in some part of it. I don't really know that. I'm not really interested in things like that. Honestly speaking, let's be honest. But I do know that they really gave me so much of that. You know, that vibe of so giving us something historic. You know, when we watch K-dramas and say, "Baba Mama," you know, stuff like that. They really give us that vibe. I really love that setting. So yes, I must give it to them. The costumes, everything was just giving. Then the language. Yes, it was Yoruba. Then there was this Ibile part of it. I mean, for Bim Bademoye and for, you know, Kunle Remy. Of course, Kunle Remy and Bim, but they do speak Yoruba very well. It's your second language. I don't really know it, but these are really beautiful languages that they... This is a beautiful language that they speak well, but there was this Edenit. Like, I could feel the in-depth of Yoruba in the, you know, the pronunciation of there was this beautiful embodiment of the Yoruba culture that I saw in that Anikulapo, and I loved it. I was on Yibanga Fete. Anyways, I really loved it. Then, what again did I love about the movie? I loved I don't know. I think what captured my heart more was just the setting, the vibe I got. Okay, so now what did I not like about Anikulapo? A whole lot. Actually, that movie I would not call it a flop, but it was a disappointment on my end. Now, understand something. I am not discrediting anybody's work. I'm not saying they did not put in effort and the effort was not good or anything. I'm just giving my own opinion on Anikulapo, the movie. All of you know how much I love Kunle Afolayan, but this one, I did not see. First of all, the storyline, I understand it's a historical story. Like, it's a historical story. How is that a good historical story? And it's a really good one. But I just feel like as writers, yes, in as much as we don't remove the element of the history in a story, as writers, you make it capture the minds of the 21st century, you know, remind them of history, but at the same time let people enjoy, you know. I don't know. For me, like this, I really like documentaries. I'm not going to lie. I really love it. I love listening to people talk about things that happened in the past. And I've seen Hollywood embodied. I've seen Indians, that's Bollywood, also embodied. Even Koreans, they've gone back in history to write a movie, and it was beautiful. But this particular one, I just did not get the story. Like, okay, so let me tell you I what happened. I was watching the movie and I got to me, I'm like, what's going on? I don't understand. I think it would have been a normal movie if not for the anticipation. It was so hyped. It was so, people, you know, they gave so much anticipation. I really must commend those that brought up the idea of, you know, giving snippets just to, I don't know if it's used to that, yeah, it has been, but this particular one was just well anticipated, because I was just in, like, I was like, oh my god, I can't wait to watch it, this and that. And then I now watch it, I'm like, I don't understand. So cool, be coming. Is he remaining somewhere that I didn't, people didn't tell me? Because I didn't just really get what was going on. I didn't really, I was just like, bruh, are you guys joking? Is this all? That's it. Why? Okay, now why did I not enjoy this much? I feel like there's something that there was no story. It was like, you know, when you're you're just walking aimlessly. Like, there was no, I didn't see any story to it. And another annoying thing was the fact that people were overhyping, and then the focus of the story was not just Anikulapo and the wife and the princess, I mean, say princess and the queen, you know. I don't know. It's just they just gave it a really myopic, a short-sighted theme. Like, they just put it, like, the story, they just, you know, when you put a whole walk of how many hours, and then you now put it into one sentence, like, fear sorrowful bearing, fear women, fear men, men will betray you, Adam. I'm like, Eve, what's wrong with y'all? Like, I really don't get it. Like, it did not make sense to me, I am not going to lie. Because I was like, what was that? The movie had so much more than that, didn't it? Nobody's talking about the fact that the queen raped the guy. Nobody's talking about how the princess was such a, you know, snitch. And there was a lot going on. And I mean, did the palace just let the queen go like that? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. Maybe it did too, because some of my friends are, I mean, one of them was almost at my head when I posted it on my WhatsApp status and was like, blah blah blah. I was like, I don't really care. I did not enjoy the movie. And a whole lot of people actually agreed with me that they were like, they did not enjoy the movie. It did not have, there was just no base to it. It was a really, it had a really beautiful performance, but the story was lacking. I'm so sorry. It just wasn't given. It just was not given. As far as I am concerned, I was super disappointed. Very disappointed, if you ask me. Very disappointed. But, you know, it's normal. It's not normal, but everyone's going to be fine. But yeah, it was really good performance. So, if you've not watched it, and you still want to do, I think you should. And If you have watched it, let me know your view on the movie Annie Colapo in the comment section. How can you do that? Follow me on Instagram, LUNAJKINS, and on Twitter, LUNAJKINS25. Luna Akins, I am right here to receive your order. You get it? Get it. Okay, let me hear your thoughts on the movie, because personally I'm like, bruh, nah, it's a no-no for me, but it was a really good one. I really liked it. Still, I did not enjoy it, but I really liked the performance. I mean, I met, oh, before I forget, there was something that pissed me off in that movie. Oh, thank you, G. I usually write all my points down, but I just wanted to freestyle this one and see where it goes. So the third problem I had, second, I'd be thought, you get it, was the scene, the naked scene. First and foremost, over unnecessary, very unnecessary. Bimbo used prosthetic, oh, she put her breast, though it's not her breast. It was very unnecessary. Now, this is the problem I have with you people. And actually, I'm calling out every Nigerian producer, filmmaker, every one of you. You want to rewrite history. You want us to learn history. You want our children to talk about us and talk about history and not forget what history is about. Let's not forget the history of Ogun, I really don't know how to pronounce his name. Oshun, Oya. And so many of these gods that were, you know, appreciated then. You now bring in an X-rated scene. Are you people joking? Are you guys joking? We cannot see. We already have a lot going with Lagos girls in Lagos. But you can, even the men and their all shorts, I'll be all pants. But we cannot have this thing on the screen. I don't care how Oscar worthy you wanted to make this movie look. It is unnecessary. That scene could have been avoided. Like, you could have done without that scene. The way you guys manipulated it, then you could have still done it. So we can let our kids enjoy the movie. Let them learn history, even if the history was lacking in the entire thing. But still, we have become so Oscar oriented, and we're letting Americans invade our culture, invade our mindsets. That, come on guys, when did we start putting these things out in I want a Kai Peking go cinema, go watch that kind of thing. Nah, course nah, it's wickedness. I'm not saying close your eyes, Nikini, are you whining me? We should look for ways to make the society get better, not worse in the situation. Let us, I don't know, I don't know if my voice is saying, but I was really pissed. We can't sit our kids and tell them, watch this, watch that, because of these sins. And we should be able to let them watch Nigerian movies, okay, knowing football, okay, this has to do with history. Let people even want, let these children want to even learn about Nigeria's history. Let them want to go back in the time and days to say, okay, I want to study Nigeria and African history. Let me even know what it's about. But no. Maybe people say, ha, let's sing, yeah. We will not see, I'm even angry, safe. My God, just come out. Anyways, guys, you know what to do. I already posted that, but still ended. Please check us out on Instagram. And if you want to check for other podcast episode and you want to, you know, listen to this again, you know what to do. Spotify, podcast, Apple. what was I saying? Okay, yeah, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor. Actually, every Google Podcast platform. Google podcast, every podcast platform, just search podcast with no name, with no space. Yeah, don't put any space in it, baby girl, baby boy. That's it. That sounded wrong. Baby boy and baby girl. We'll use that again. Anyways, yeah. Do that. Thank you guys. It was really nice having you guys with me. Please share, like, subscribe. That's on the YouTube. But then, do that. Thank you guys. See you next episode. Bye.